This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about what is Christmas spirit? What does it mean? You know, we talk about it a lot. We hear people talking about it. We hear commercials. We see TV shows. The Hallmark Channel is dedicated to talking about the Christmas spirit. So what is it? But better yet, how do we take whatever this concept is, how do we take that and take that concept, that belief, that thought process, that thought system, that concept of action and attitude into our daily life coming into 2020. You know, I think that a lot of us try to figure out what that spirit really means. What is it, and how do I really facilitate that? And on today's show, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how you can facilitate that in your day-to-day life, how to mix and mingle with it all the time so that the spirit doesn't just start on December 1st and end on January 1st. It continues throughout the whole year. I want to give special thanks to Liz London. Liz London is the CEO of Art for Your Cause. Go to artforyourcause.com. Click on that, artforyourcause.com, and check out some of the greatest artwork out there of artists that are actually selling their work and actually combining that with a charitable cause. So the charity gets a donation, charity gets money, as well as the fact that the artists get paid. And also, the really neat thing is that there's products and different items, clothing, swag, that is actually made from these original pieces of artwork, which is so neat and so fun. So if you have a cause that you want to champion, you can go directly there as well and create swag to sell to actually get donations for your charity. Joining me later on by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app. The Connection app helps people actually be able to connect and get acquainted better in their marriage, their relationships, and even with themselves. You can actually go to ashleyburgess.com, and you can find right on that front page, that home page, you can see the link to the Connection app. And check it out. Just go on and click on that. You get a free trial. And the neatest thing about it is you get to learn a lot of neat stuff every day about ways of connecting with your loved ones, things that you can do. I found that one of the things we don't work on is our relationships. We work on our work. We try to work on our body. We try to get to the gym. We go to work on time. We take care of the kids. We take the kids to the clarinet lessons. But when it comes down to it, we're not working on our relationships at all. We're not putting that time and energy into it that we need to have a fulfilling and amazing life. Joining me in studio today, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the author of Anatomy of a Patient. And Reggie's book is amazing because it basically goes through his process of learning that he needed to get a transplant and going through the entire process of understanding that, working with the doctors, working with that scenario, but also bigger than that, working with his own self to be able to go through that emotional state and be able to be where he is right now, feeling good and in a good position. Yes, still waiting for a transplant, but he's here to help other people and to speak on this, because if you've gone through this or a family member or a friend has, you know how critical and overwhelming that is to not only process that emotion, but actually walk through that situation in life and feel good doing it. And that's really tough. And Reggie's figured out how to do it. So on today's show, we're going to be talking about the Christmas spirit. We're going to be talking about what it means. We're going to be talking about how to take that spirit, that concept, that belief into 2020. And how to make that work. Reggie, great to have you in studio today. How you doing?
Great to be here, especially talking about this subject, which is so dear to my heart. I had actually maybe told you earlier that I had lost the idea of the Christmas spirit years ago. Actually, it died for me when my great-great-grandmother passed away at age 101. I was 12 years old. And for me, Christmas was never about Santa Claus or the lights or parties or all that kind of stuff. It was the magic of taking that trip in the car through the snowdrifts, sliding across one-lane bridges, car packed with food, arriving at Granny's house at her farmhouse, and smelling the live pine tree that she always had in the parlor. And somehow she had it decorated with flame candles. I don't know how she didn't burn the place down, but and all of these wonderful dried cherries and pecan garlands and the food and the cookies and the pies and the duck and all that. That was Christmas for me. And I wasn't a little kid at that time because I got to sit on her knee and listen to her stories and about life. And although I didn't understand all of it, it was just magical. When I learned on Christmas Eve that I was dying of this renal failure issue, the shock of that afternoon, I sort of daydreamed about Granny, who really is the most influential person ever in my life. And I was sort of surprised that I thought about her, and I had a conversation with her in my head. And there she was, surrounded by cookies. And what I realized is the Christmas spirit for her was transferring the magic of how wonderful life can be. Despite all the tragedies that you survive and the deaths and all the things that are awful that happen, there's a lot of joy and a lot of surprises and a lot of great opportunities. And she poured that into me like Niagara Falls. It just kept coming. And I realized when you brought this topic to mind for today's show, the Christmas spirit isn't something that we sit back and wait to wash over us. We're supposed to create the Christmas spirit for ourselves and for those in our circle of care. It's an attitude. It's our perspective on life. And like you say, it extends beyond the month of December. It is. I ran into an old gentleman who had quadruple bypass heart surgery. And he died several times on the table during his operation. We were sitting in a car dealership waiting for our maintenance to be done on our cars. And he said, you know, after that, every morning I wake up, it's Christmas and New Year. Every morning. And I now understand what that means. And so I've been searching for and waning for the Christmas spirit to hit me. And I figured out this year, no, that's something I need to start creating for me and for others.
That's powerful. And I know we had that discussion, Reggie. I remember that. And it's awesome that you see that. And I feel like a lot of us see it. But I feel like we try to figure out how to grasp what that is.
Well, you know, when I realized as an adult, thinking back on the wonders of the time we would spend during the Christmas season at her farm, this old lady survived the Civil War, Reconstruction, the Spanish-American War, Jim Crow, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the moon landing, the Vietnam War. I mean, through all this stuff, plus the stuff that happened in her personal life, and she still had a smile in her heart about everything. Nothing troubled her anymore, and she had learned how to overcome all of that. One of her favorite expressions was, S happens. I won't say it on air. That's a given. You got to have more than that. You got to come up more than that. That can't be enough to get you down. And her mantra was always, what you going to do about it? What's the plan? What are we going to do right now? Don't worry about how you got there, who betrayed you, all that. That's just crap. What are you going to do? That's what she wanted to know. And that's how I came to my conclusion about surviving this deadly disease. Well, what am I going to do about it? I can't explain how I got here, but I can't worry about that. About all the things I might have, all the choices I could have made that were different that wouldn't have led to this path. It's now, do we want to continue? Figure that out, and then if we are, how are we going to do that? And if you don't know, ask questions. Be bold. So I think the Christmas spirit is, it's not about doing terrible things for people. It's really about how we choose to view the world. And we talked about this on a couple of shows. Our presence in the universe means something. We don't have to be famous or a celebrity, but just because we're here, there is somebody that we don't even know who would miss us if we weren't.
That's so true. And you're right. I think that it means so many different things to so many different people, but I think you're right. It's about, you know, look at Granny. Granny lived through all this stuff, went through all these things, and I know that y'all are out there thinking, you know, hey, I just lived through my mother passing away, or my sister died, or I just got diagnosed with cancer, or my kiddo just found out he's on drugs, okay? List goes on. You know, I had a couple people had auto accidents yesterday, okay, around the country, and I get it. And it's not convenient. And it doesn't. It's not supposed to be, oh, that's easy breezy, don't worry about that, let it go. It's about trying to see that other side of life. Because we can sit there and look at it from the, whoa, God, I can't even handle this. I'm so beaten down. I can't even think straight. I mean, I got so much on my plate. We can go that direction, or we can say, okay, it's there. I can't erase it. I mean, guys, I'm going in to get a gallbladder surgery on the 27th of this month. I didn't know about it till a couple of days ago. And at first I was like, man, I'm really overwhelmed. And then I said, you know what? What does overwhelm mean? I just got to walk through this.
Exactly.
Is it convenient? I don't really think so. I mean, I've had this gallbladder my whole life, and we've been friends for a long time. I don't really necessarily want to get rid of another body part, okay? But I got to do it. But it's the same thing. It's like you going through what you're going through, which is extremely tough. And to change that mindset, because you're right, it's like about healing too. I mean, how many of you out there right now are listening to the show, you're going through something, are you going to heal better with the feeling of love and care and I'm going to put my best foot forward? Or do we heal better when we beat ourselves up? I mean, I beat myself up, and you saw me the other day beat myself up over a decision I made, which ended up being the right decision, by the way. And I think you all heard the previous show. And if you didn't, you can go on YouTube, or you can go on to AshleyBurgess.com. Just click on the In the News, and you can actually watch us live in studio. Just go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the top category, In the News, and you'll find the shows, the latest shows there, right there. But yeah, but it's like, we could sit there and beat ourselves up. We could sit there and find fault in the situation. Like Granny could say, hey, I went through World War II. I didn't like that. That wasn't very good. I went through Jim Crow. That wasn't really good. That was horrible times. I'm going to feel really bad about it. Or guess what? I'm still here. And I'm going to use that to my advantage. And I'm going to live in the relish in the fact that I am here.
And she didn't just selfishly celebrate that. She chose to give some of herself to everybody she met, everybody she shared time with, anybody who waved at her from across the street. That's just who she was. And I started to realize later, as I was growing up through my 30s, 40s, and 50s, and I think I'd have problems or an issue come up that I didn't know how to deal with. And I think about, wait a minute. Granny lived at a time when the common cold could kill you.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get to be 101 years old by being stupid. She had to be paying attention to something.
That's so true.
And it would always make me feel better. It's like, well hell, if Granny could survive all the stuff she saw, what am I crying about? And I think what she was trying to tell my six-year-old self when we would play in front of the Christmas tree was, you know, don't lose the joy you have about living as a child.
So true. When we return, we'll be talking more about that and what the joy of Christmas, the joy of the holidays, but how to take that into the next part of the day. January, February, March, April, May, all the way through the year. Don't end it here. Keep it going. We got more coming up. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned. Stay on the station, okay? Stay right here. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. Well, we'll be back this time. Two shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. ArtForYourCause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to ArtForYourCause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about the Christmas spirit, what it means, how to keep that spirit going, how to keep it all the way through the year. We're not talking about doing it for 31 days or maybe 32 days. We're talking about doing it all year long. And I know a lot of you out there are going, okay, so what does that mean? What does it mean? Well, Reggie and I have been talking about it in the studio. Arnold Smith's going to be joining us live here by phone in the next segment, all the way from Canada. He's the creator of the Connection app. You know, we have Liz London, and she's listening right now, too. Liz is the CEO of Art for Your Cause. And Reggie Harvey and I have been here in the studio. And I really think that it breaks down to three different things. The Christmas spirit. Now, I'm not saying that I've covered all my bases today, and I'm not saying that there's nothing outside of these three things. I'm just saying that I want to talk about specifically three things. I want to talk about appreciating, I want to talk about giving, and I want to talk about doing service. And this isn't just about Christmas time and helping the homeless and helping charity and doing this is all year long. And the reason why it's so great is it makes you feel good all year long. We feel good helping other people. We feel good bringing people up, right? I mean, when was the last time you did something for somebody out of the goodness of your own heart without thinking, oh, God, you know, I just, you know, without sitting there worried or focused or I want to do this? Because when we give and we really don't want to give, okay, and I think we've all been there before, it doesn't go over that well. And you don't feel very good about it either. And so I'm thinking that, you know, giving of others our time and our love. It's not about, we're not talking about buying all these gifts and getting online and going crazy. And you can do whatever you want. I am not judging. I'm just saying that I think that it's gotten a little commercialized, okay, and to say the least. But I think that giving your time is so cool, too, because the time is all we have. And if somebody's willing to give you time, that's powerful. What do you think about that, Reggie?
Well, years ago, pardon me, a little chilly today, I listened to an interview with the late, great, fabulous Lena Horne. And she was asked this question, the very question you just asked me. And her perspective on it actually was just astounding. She said, charity is for people who can afford to be charitable. Now, I didn't understand that when I first heard it, but I knew it was profound. What I've come to understand that she meant by that is, to your point, if you are in a position to freely give something someone needs and you aren't looking for accolades or recognition or any of that, you just can give it, and you can give it limitlessly, then you can afford to be charitable. Charity is not something someone in need asks for. We get that screwed up. Oh, they're asking for charity. No. Either you can give it or you can't. And that responsibility to understand that is on you, the individual, who has been blessed with something, whether that's time, money, wisdom, whatever it is. So charity is for those who can afford to be charitable. And if you get that perspective on it, then the outcome is understood to be genuine and sincere. And because you don't know, it's not so much the person that you provide the service for that benefits. There may be many people in the sphere of that individual whom you've helped who are also helped.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think a lot of it, too, is doing this reflection on a daily basis. You know, many of us are so busy, and I get it. I am extremely busy, working so hard, putting in the hours, all the responsibilities, taking care of the kiddos, taking care of aging parents, taking care of all that stuff happening. It's hard to really reflect on the day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm asking, just taking a few minutes every day, whether it's 2 minutes in the morning, to reflect on what you have, doing a little meditation, really reflecting on that, sitting in bed, getting up a couple minutes early to just kind of sit there and think about it, or before you go to bed or when you're taking your lunch break, kind of think about reflection, okay? Stay tuned. We'll return to talking more about this. You don't want to change the channel, the Christmas spirit. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump approved $1.4 trillion in government spending that includes some direct funding for what he has described as a border wall, as well as money to establish an Air Force operation called Space Force.
This is a very big and important moment. It's called the Space Force. Trump's signature on a pair of bills will fund the federal government through September 30th. Trump signed the bills aboard Air Force One en route to a two-week holiday trip to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The White House said the bills include $738 billion for defense, which represents a $22 billion increase over 2019, a 3.1% pay raise for members of the military and federal employees, $1.4 billion in direct funding for Trump's new barrier at the U.S.-Mexico border, and $1.7 billion for new mental health programs. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jay Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today's show, we're talking about what the Christmas spirit is and how to take that into your whole year. You know, because it's about giving, it's about appreciating, it's about doing service, it's about reflection. And that's what's so important. Joining me in studio, Reggie Harvey, author of Anatomy of a Patient. And joining me by phone, Arnold Smith, the creator of the Connection app. Arnold, great to have you here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing?
Fantastic, Ashley. Thanks for having me on. And before we go any further, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to Reggie. Merry Christmas to all the people who are listening. I think that it's such an opportunity for the time of year for us to take a moment and really find out, really reflect on what's important to us. And I just hope that everyone out there has a wonderful holiday.
It's so great to have you on. And Sam, it was funny, Sue was just trying to join us here in studio too. My watch started speaking. But anyway, I love it when Siri shows up, you know. So we're talking about the Christmas spirit. We're talking about what it means and how we take it into the year. And I know, Arnold, you know this better than anybody. And we were talking on the phone earlier. You know, what are some of your thoughts on really what that means?
You know, I think I've spent a lot of time really trying to define how you want to be with the people you love. And I think Christmas spirit is part of that. I think, you know, one of your listeners on the live Facebook feed was saying that, you know, Christmas is about love. And it's hard to argue that's not the case. I mean, it's amazing how often we say we have that word. We say that I love you. But for me, it's not just about the words. You know, I think Christmas or just, you know, life in general is all about how can you make people actually feel loved. It's not just about saying it. And I think that's, to me, that was the basis of all the research that I did, was like, what are the actions that are really proven to have people not just know intellectually that you love them, but to actually experience that love. And I think that, you know, ultimately, if that is the result of our Christmas, you know, if at the end of Christmas, it's an opportunity for the people we care about, not just to know that we love them, but to actually feel it. I think that's the ultimate goal.
I agree with you. And I think one of the biggest things is just taking that time. I think it's interesting when we say, hey, it's good to see you. And I think that good to see you means more than that. It's like, I'm actually taking time to see you. I'm taking time to be in your presence. And to see that, and I think a lot of times we take things for granted, but every single person in our life is there for an ultimate huge reason. And it's not like this is just a one time and one and done. And I think that's a big thing. And I think, Arnold, you know that better than anybody. It's about showing the people around you. It's not waiting to the last minute. It's not waiting until you wish you would have said it. It's not about regret. It's about doing things every day to show the people you care.
Yeah, and I think something you said really strikes home, and that's, you know, taking it for granted. I have a question for you and for all your listeners. How many Christmases do you have left?
That's deep.
I don't know. I mean, really, when you think about it, I mean, we have a plan for our lives. Maybe it's 10, maybe it's 50. If you're young, maybe it's 60 or 70. But we have in our lives a limited number of events, a limited number of birthdays. And we never know when that time's going to come where we breathe out and we don't breathe in again. And so, you know, if this was going to be your last Christmas with your family, how would you want it to be? And I think ultimately, it's so easy for us to get lost in the hustle and bustle of the season, to get focused on little circumstances. Of course, I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Well, if this is the last Christmas ever, it has to be perfect. And so then you lay all these incredible expectations. Well, it has to be the perfect gift. They have to have the perfect reaction. The turkey has to be cooked perfectly. You know, everybody has to be happy. Nobody's allowed to be in a bad mood. Everybody has to dress to it. I mean, we put so many expectations on the holiday season. And when it doesn't live up to it, oftentimes, you know, what does that lead to? Well, it leads to frustration, you being annoyed, which is the exact opposite of what you would start off and say, like, okay, how am I going to be this Christmas? I'm going to be annoyed and frustrated. I mean, nobody chooses that. But by heaping all these expectations on how it needs to be at Christmas or during the holidays, we're setting ourselves up for that frustration. And it's completely natural. Of course, you want to have that. I absolutely encourage people to imagine how they want their Christmas to be, to make some plans, to try and see if they can make it special. But in that moment where it doesn't live up to expectations, you have to see, oh, I'm frustrated. I'm not being how I want to be, and make a different choice. And I think ultimately that's where the Christmas spirit rubber hits the road, is that moment when you it doesn't meet your expectations, when someone fails to meet your expectations, when you don't meet your expectations. And I think this is the moment where you have the opportunity to spiral down or to forgive yourself and remember that it is about love, and that the perfection of our plans is not what Christmas is about. It's not the perfect-looking turkey. In fact, so probably some of the best Christmases you have have resulted from disasters. You know, the oven breaks, and we had to cook the turkey in the barbecue. You know, like, whatever happens, it was disaster. But if we let that kind of thing ruin our Christmas, then we're just letting, you know, irrelevant things ruin our Christmas.
I also think, too, I think it's an arbitrary time of year. And all I'm saying is that Christmas could be any time. It could be in July. Okay? Christmas could be in March. So the fact that we've created this December 25th, which is great, and we all react to this Christmas spirit then, I'm just asking you to open your mind up a little more and think about it every day. Why can't we live with that thought process every day? What changes December from any other month? What changes? Yeah, I understand biblical, and I understand if we go back to the Bible, and I'm not going to sit there and go through that today, but I'm talking about, honestly, observation, clarity, observation of reality, okay? Really, what's the difference? It's all the same time, whether it's December or March or February. It's all the same year. You know, life is cyclical. It's a cycle. Okay? Everything's happening all one time. You know, if you really get into quantum physics and you start understanding the realization of how we're here and why we're here and the time that we're here, and you start understanding the concept of the string theory and everything else, you realize that everything's happening all at one time. So why does it have to be different for one month out of the year? And so what I'm saying is, I know that it's easy to put your mind around this one part and say, okay, Christmas spirit. And you get it, and we understand it's about giving, it's about reflection, it's about showing people you love them, it's about showing yourself you love you, because that's how it all starts. If you hate you, and you're self-loathing, and you're so angry, and you're so resentful, and you have all this anger built up inside, you're not going to be feeling good enough to even be at your best, to be the beacon for that. And that's what I think is responsibility here, and that's what's responsible of taking care of your life, because you're right, Arnold. We don't know how long we're going to be here. So why do we sit there and try to write down a fundamental number of how many Christmases? What about just, hey, I'm going to take day by day here, and what if I took this morsel of thought process and belief and love and put that and kept that in my heart, and every time I had a bad time or I have an experience I have to deal with, or I have to get a surgery, or I'm waiting on a transplant, or whatever it is that we're going through, trying to reconnect back with that spirit and realize that's really the way we should be all day, every day.
When I tell people that I sort of attended my own wake once I was given my diagnosis, and I never faced my own mortality until that moment, and I didn't know how I was going to react. But what I came out of that shock, I realized if I'm sick enough where I could die in my sleep, and I'm not in pain or anything else, but that my body could just shut itself down, and I have no control over that. And it was Christmas Eve when I found this out. Funny thing happened. Once I decided that I was not ready to throw in the towel, and I resolved that with the idea that I didn't have any control over this, I made a commitment to myself. Well, if this is going to be my last few hours, if this is going to be my last day, then I'm going to have a hell of a day. I'm going to enjoy all of it. I don't have any really regrets. Yeah, I made mistakes, but I corrected them if I could. I apologized to the people that I could find that I had injured in some way. And for those that I couldn't make amends for, well, I learned from that. But I wasn't going to sit there and claw at the sheets about trying to stay alive. I was going to invest all the energy I had left in having a fabulous day. And I took each day that way, to your point, Ashley. Okay, I don't know if I'm going to have next week, but I damn sure I'm not going to waste tomorrow. If I get to tomorrow, I'm only going to spend energy on people who put positive things in my life. I'm going to have quality time. I'm going to really concentrate on quality time. And if somebody's bringing something negative to me, no, you keep that outside. I don't have to be ugly about it, but I'm not going to waste the energy I have left. I don't have it to give. And that was a hard decision to come to decide, well, I might disappoint some people. Some people may not understand, but I'm sorry. I only have a few moments, and I'm going to enjoy all of it. And not lament about maybe this is the last. Why mope around on your last minutes on earth? Those should be the happiest time when you should go out with a smile on your face. And I've learned to, I've learned to live that way. I had to discover that. I wasn't always like that. I was the realist, the fatalist, and all of that. I don't have time for that anymore. I just don't have time for it.
It's so great, you know, Reggie, and I think that this is the thing that is the opportunity of Christmas, you know. I mean, it would be great if we could keep love in our hearts as we go. We wake up in the morning, we see our kids for the first time, and we're not like, hurry up, we got to get off to school. You know, if we could have love in our hearts in that moment, or like when you're at work and someone disappoints you, if you could have love in your heart at that moment. Ultimately, it would be great if we could react to the world that way, but that's not how humans are wired. And so we have to deal with this mechanism that's our biology that gives all these feelings that we have to deal with. And love doesn't happen automatically. That's got to be something you choose. It doesn't happen, like Reggie said, it doesn't happen automatically that we approach each moment with joy, that we let go of negativity. That is not something that happens automatically. It has to be a choice. And, you know, ultimately, this Christmas is the great opportunity. There's going to be a moment this Christmas where you are going to fill your heart with love. Like, you're just going to feel it. You're going to see the smile on your kids' faces. It's going to be a perfect moment. There'll be lights twinkling. Everybody be laughing, and there'll be a moment of joy. And what I encourage you to do is try and imprint that moment. Try and just capture that moment, because what you want to try and do is take that. And remember that. Remember how to recreate that feeling. Remember that moment of joy. Because the more that you learn how to create that for yourself, the more that you can have your Christmas spirit, not just in that moment, but in the day-to-day moving forward. And that, I think, it's the great opportunity that Christmas affords, because it's the whole world says, hey, it's about love. And then you go, well, I guess I better pay attention for a minute.
Well, it's about love, and I agree with you. It all breaks down to love. Love is everything. Love is a concept. Personal love, self-love, unconditional love, love for your family, love for your friends, love for yourself, love for your animals, love for your pets, love for your pet bird, love for your pet snake, love for the fact that we're on this planet. And it's about that feeling of allowing yourself to actually love and to care. And to be okay with that. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to show who you are. It's okay to be you. It's okay to, you know, bring it down to the brass tacks, take all the mask, all the BS off of it, and just be you. And I think that's what's really valuable.
I love that.
Yeah, and I think Arnold, I think you get that, and I think that's what you're trying to do with your cause, with the Connection app, too. It's like, let's get all the BS out of here. Let's try not to try to be like everybody else. We compare ourselves all the time, and I think one of the biggest things that gets in the way of people feeling the love is they're comparing their lives to other people's lives. They're looking at other people's lives. They're looking at other people's marriages. They're looking at other people's social media. They're looking at other people's Facebook, and they're saying, man, my life does not compare to that. We look at our disappointments. We judge our life by our disappointments. A lot of us are discouraged and disappointed by things that haven't happened in our life, and I totally get it. I totally get it. But guys, we got to get past these disappointments, because these disappointments are small snafus in the road, and I know some of them just suck, okay? But we got to overcome it, and if you can, you can stick with it, we can really make some changes. When we come back, Reggie, Arnold, and I are going to offer those golden nuggets of inspiration so that it can take you in for the next few weeks, and we'll continue every weekend, you know, here on Live Your True Life Perspective. So don't miss it. We got some minutes of awesome morsels of knowledge. So Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time with two shakes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Get in here.
You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about the Christmas spirit and how to take that Christmas spirit all the way through the year, because remember, it's just... It could be any random time and place, okay? So how do we take this feeling all the way through the year? Arnold, I want to hear your nuggets of inspiration for our Live Your True Life Perspective listeners.
Okay, I got a couple of. So first thing is for your kids, if you have kids, or the young people that you're going to interact with, the number one gift that they want from you is to play with you. That, you know, kids just love that, and so often, and it will fill your heart with joy. Give them gifts, sure, but get down and build that Lego, play tag with them, hide and seek. That will fill their hearts with joy faster than anything. The other thing is for you, decide, you know, when you put your Christmas hat on for this season, decide how you want to be. Some people approach life like, this is the way I am, and I don't have any say. But you actually can choose any moment how you want to be. And when you notice yourself not being that way this Christmas season, it doesn't matter what's happening outside. Someone could be, you know, doing the thing that's driving you crazy. How do you want to be? You get to decide. And you'll have reactions, but in that moment, choose generosity, choose forgiveness, choose love, kindness, whatever it is that you how you want to be. But you choose. And when that happens, you'd be amazed at how great your Christmas is going to be this season.
I love that. I love that's inspirational, and I love the time with the kids. So powerful. Reggie, lasting thoughts for our listeners here on Live Your True Life Perspectives today.
Psychologists say that children and puppies can generally tell threats instinctively. And I know my godmother used to always say, if someone's character is shady and they've been hiding behind the facade, all you have to do to out them is to offer them to hold someone's baby. And if the baby starts crying and trying to pull away, and they don't even know this person, it's an instinctive thing. If a puppy won't let you hold it, there's something wrong with that person. She used to say, you might not see it for years, but trust me, there's something not quite right about that individual. So it's Arnold's thing about children. And I'm thinking this is why my memory of my great-grandmother was so strong. There was 90 years difference in our ages when we had those Christmases.
Wow.
And I think as a child, I helped remind her about the innocence of life. And she was pouring back the wisdom of life. And we had our moment where our ages didn't matter. So I was influencing her and didn't know it. And like Arnold said, she was playing with me and telling me stories and answering my questions. So you have a 6-year-old asking a 90-plus-year-old a question. You're going to get a different answer from a 90-year-old than you would a 12-year-old. And that's where the magic part happened, was that bridge over such vast differences in experience. And me, the child, just not really putting myself above her or anybody else in the room. I was just having a great time. Everybody have a great time. I don't know that someone had something tragic going on last week. I'm 6 years old. I just want to eat cookies and drink chocolate milk. And I never thought about that until this conversation today, how much influence I had on her with my pure innocence. And I hadn't lived enough life to know that bad things could happen. And she could have a moment of reflection where she could forget about all those things she had to survive. So, yeah, it's putting our minds in a different place, going to a different dimension internally, and letting go of, if someone approaches us having a bad day, fine, let them have the bad day, but you don't have to be affected by it.
I totally agree. And last but not least, it's about reflection, guys. You know, honestly, it's about having that reflection in your own personal life, taking that time and moment. Do we want to live from the power position, or would we want to live from the victim mentality? You can be powerful in your own life and see what you've done and work from those successes and create even more. But realize the value within you is so powerful. Once you realize your internal value, you begin to understand other people's value as well. So start looking within yourself. Start finding that unconditional love for yourself and letting that radiate to everybody around you. But it's got to start with you. You can't skip you. It doesn't work that way. I love you. Merry Christmas. Have a great Christmas. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We love you, and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time, 3 shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. ArtForYourCause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to ArtForYourCause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to ArtForYourCause.com/Ashley. That's ArtForYourCause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.